a variety of different imaging modalities that we carry out at the Biological Imaging Center at Caltech. The head of the institute's a guy named Scott Frazier, and he had this kind of grand vision of carrying out dynamic imaging. And so we've assembled a variety of microscopes that allow you to fluorescently follow these green fluorescent proteins using lasers. They're very sophisticated microscopes. Our microscopes probably cost more than most people's homes. They can range anywhere from $500,000 to $250,000. And so they're very sophisticated microscopes. And what is wonderful about them is you can get this really tight resolution. The way you figure it out is the wavelength of light divided by 2 would be the resolution, and visible wavelength of light is, let's pretend it's 500 nanometers. And so we can resolve structures about 250 nanometers. A nanometer is 10 to the negative 9th meters. So incredibly small, smaller than you can see with your naked eye. And so what we try and do with that is we'll put these under these scopes and build incubators all around them to keep quail life alive and warm and proper gases and everything so they're happy. And then they'll develop normally, and we'll window the inside of the egg and see what's going on inside that. But even with all this sophistication, we can only see maybe about 2 to 400 microns deep. And so we've got our X, our Y, and it's that Z. And obviously an embryo can be millimeters in size, so we can't image everything, but what we image with very high resolution. MRI, or magnetic resonance imaging, allows a slightly different approach where you can image entirely through the developing embryos in these giant MRI machines. Our MRI machines, they're more MRI microscopes, and they're a million times higher resolution than what you would typically get in your clinical MRI. But that still only affords us resolution of in that 20 to 80 micron voxel resolution. And a voxel is something that measures in X, Y, and Z, so we are getting a little extra depth there. And so that's very, very nice when we can image the tissues, but we're losing the true cellular resolution. So two different toys for imaging, two different areas of what we can. One's kind of more tissue, larger, but all the way through the embryo. The other one, we get cut off at a certain process, so we have to be more creative of what we're doing. So that's why those are just two of many, many imaging ways that you can get at something.